1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 239. Sketch 578. Barber. Right, let's get through this quick so Laura can do a wee.
Oh, there's no need. I mean, it's accurate, but there's no need.
Okay. Three-hander, hairdresser, who will be played by Richard, customer Daniel, and Steve will be Simon.
Okay.
Haircut, sir.
Please.
Splendid. And do you have any thoughts on a style?
Oh, I don't know. Shorter?
Can do, sir. You know, quite a lot of our customers don't know all the technical jargon, like a number five, or trim, or scissors.
Quite.
So, we're quite used to working in everyday language. Steve here, for instance, has opted for brooding with a hint of needlessly narked.
Don't look at me.
Sorry, Steve. We offered him surly but with a heart of gold, but he wouldn't listen. Maybe you'd like to take a look through our photos.
Not sure any of these are really me.
Oh, that's the midlife crisis section. This one is convinced they're not balding, but fooling no one. That's looking ready for an affair, even though you're basically no longer capable. While this one is...
superficially wacky, but essentially repressed.
Now you're getting it, sir.
Tell you what, I'll have a don't trust me with any job that's not in marketing, with a bit of still traumatised from being bullied at school round the back.
Certainly. Snippity snip snip snip. Head down. Wouldn't want to cut into your seething resentment at your station in life.
That's fine. You seem very gentle.
Thanks. I had my look redone last week. Would you like me to add some childish rebellion muted by the knowledge that the house is in your partner's name? It'll just wash out if you don't like it.
No, thanks. That'd look a bit too much like a one more point on your licence and you lose the company car.
Well spotted. And how about something for the weekend?
I didn't think barbers did that anymore.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to suggest something for the weekend saver break in Scarborough.
Oh, right. What's that, then?
I could trim your moustache.
No. I'm quite happy with it this bushy. Look, are you almost done? I'm already feeling a lot less burdened by my general look of bewilderment at the emptiness of existence.
There you go. How does that look?
Oh, now that's weirdly reminiscent of someone you know from somewhere else, but you're not quite sure where.
Sorry, I should have said...
No, that's fine. Well, that was all fairly painless. Quite relaxing, in fact. What do I owe you?
Well, I'm afraid it is a Saturday, so that'll be £39.50.
How much? Explain that to me.
Oh, to put it in different terms, that's a pretension to being upmarket despite being a bit run down and in a grotty area.
I see. Will you accept an uncomfortable claim of going to the cash point followed by never seeing me again?
That'll do nicely, sir. It's good. I like all the... creative stuff, and then at the end it seems a bit on the nose.
Is it a Vince one? It feels a bit Vincey.
It might be a bit Vincey poo. Let's have a look at the first one. It also has a smidgen of Daniel about it, if you ask me. No, it's me, apparently.
Oh.
That can't be right.
Yeah.
I have no memory of that, but it's got the sigil.
No, it must be true.
It never lies.
It does not.
Funny. I said, that's funny, that is. It's funny, I thought. Funny.
It's good something was.
Right, well, Dan's fucked off now, so I guess we'll stop. Which in itself is funny.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turbitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.